a typical con man, like Elon Musk, I cheat at everything. Okay.
Yeah.
So I cheat. And they have to go along.
You just use it to your best advantage. It's all right.
Yeah, but why would they accept something when I break the rules? They just stop the play and start over again, and they don't. No effect comes from it.
Okay, you gotta find these. Enough, you're not saying anything, so we don't care. Let's do some good stuff. You got to find features, biblical criticism. It may not be that way. It may be in daily events of the Old Testament. Features. Okay?
Did you say I have to find, F-I-N-D? Not define, D-E-F-I-N-E.
No.
I have to find something.
Find features, biblical criticism, or dated events of the Old Testament. It might be different titles. You have to find Brenton's, the American race. You have to find Baldwin's prehistoric nations. You should be writing the shit down. You have to find Bedard's mammalia. You have to find Clay.
How do you spell that? Well, what was that word? Bedard's. Bedard's. Spell that word.
B-E-D-D-A-R-D'F. Mammalia.
Mm-hmm.
You have to find Clay's Light of the Old Testament from Babel. You say Babel.
I have to find them by Googling them?
No.
Okay.
Own them. You gotta buy them.
Oh, come on. What are you gonna do that for?
Okay, then Google them. Maybe that's good. Duckworth? You know Duckworth's prehistoric name? You may have that. Some of the shit you probably already got.
No, I don't. I don't recognize any of the titles.
Duckworth's prehistoric name. That's why we're taking you somewhere, because you think to go somewhere. Then you gotta find Jeffrey with a G Smith, primitive animals.
It's how that spelled? G-E-O-F-F-R-E-Y or J?
Yes, that's right. No. Jeff with a G is G-E-O-F-F-R-E-Y. Jeffrey Smith.
All right.
Primitive animals. And then the only one that's really important here that's going to help you in track. Well, I know there's a couple, but just get this. You can make other people do this. You know you don't do anything. Godspeed's History of Babylonia. This is key.
Now, these are books, but they'll have no time to read. Why do I get them?
No. You don't have to. Once you play the thing, everybody will go after them. Different people will find different ones. They'll get them, and then they'll go and tell you all about it. La, 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 la. Don't worry about it.
Wait. You're telling me to announce this on the show?
No, this is your sound. This is your private session. Play it for the peoples, baby.
Play what you're saying right now.
Yeah. Just play it for them. We're putting it out there. We're laying it out there, honey.
Good. Okay, so they can go find it, sure.
Yeah.
Not me.
Okay. Hawks. Well, you don't do anything. Bless your heart. Hawks. Egypt and its monuments. That gives you your points. That gives the points. Because all the symbolism, you talk about that a great deal. And what McLuhan wrote about, and then finally ended up in LaRouche, which is a little bit scary. But and then you're going to find into Malthus, the principle of population.
Okay, you said hawk. Is that H-A-W-K-E or H-A-W-K?
No, H-A-W-K-S, apostrophe. Egypt.
Apostrophe S. Yeah, no, wait, where's the, you said apostrophe, as if it comes after the S, but maybe you mean H-A-W-K apostrophe S. Oh, okay.
No, H-A-W-K-S and then apostrophe, because it already has an S on it. It would be H-A-W-K-S apostrophe S. Come on, Bob. You know grammar, Bob. Let's go.
But you don't do apostrophe S. You just do apostrophe.
Yes, after. Yes. Leconte.
H-A-W-K-S apostrophe S.
No. H-A-W-K-S apostrophe. That's all.
Yeah. But you don't notice that. Didn't you say yes, no? I say something, you say yes, no. You don't know. You're confusing it. You indicate H-A-W-K-S apostrophe S.
No. H-A-W-K-S apostrophe. If Hawks is plural or has the S already in its name, you don't say Hawks S apostrophe S. You just say H-A-W-K-S apostrophe. That's all. It's possessive. Egypt and its monuments is the possessive work of aux. That's all. You're making a thing. Leconte, compend of geology.
Leconte, how do you spell that?
Capital L, little e, capital C, O N T E, apostrophe.
Apostrophe S?
No, just apostrophe.
Leconte with an apostrophe, and what comes after
yeah.
Leconte?
Compend of D O M P E N D of geology.
Okay, compend. Say it again. You said that too fast.
G O M P E N D.
Okay, isn't that enough books? I mean, I'm not doing all this. They just listed 20 books.
No,
what
no.
The hell?
No, no, we're telling you. No, no, no. We're telling you what's going on.
I don't.
We're telling you exactly
what's
going on. Yeah.
How do those books tell me what's going on? And can we broadcast with your answer explaining what's going on?
You're laying out the defense of the faith of your fathers.
Yeah.
Where you're merging the Orthodox Bible's beliefs and the onslaught of outside positions and making Genesis a science rather than a history.
Okay.
That's what you're
doing. Well, that's nice.
You're not going to do it. You're going to let it be done.
That's right.
Look. Stop. It's just simple. People are fucked up. And the best they can hope for is to die quietly. What kind of fucking life is that? What kind of fucking... Who would sign up for this? I'm for abortion. Just abort me. Abort me. I don't want to go through all this. Lied to, beat up, fucked up, fucked, really fucked, not fucked, and unfucked, and be fucked, and they run themselves up and down the world being hurt, starved to death, froze to death, burn up, burn out, dehydrated, overhydrated, medicated, messed out, bumped out, milked out. Everything else a weapon can do to a stump. Who wants to live like that? And if I'm lucky, I can survive it for 30 or 40 years. Then I lay down in a pit somewhere and die. Something doesn't shoot me in the face. Get a nice drive-by
Anybody listening is going to think, that ain't going to happen to me.
Until it does.
Hey.
Go to Hawthorne and see what happens, Bob.
What is Hawthorne? Is that a street?
California.
A place?
It's a town. Okay. Hawthorne in California.
It's not.
You see what that means? It's right there at Compton. You know where Compton is, Bobby. That was your stomping ground back in your non-dope days. You're the biggest doper that never did dope. It don't make no sense. It's like crazy.
I was the only black guy that walked through there, and nobody could see me.
True. Oh, they were all inspired by your bush, Bob. That's all they could see. It's an impressive bush, y'all. Y'all should pay money to see it. Bob, I'm telling you, you can make all the money in the world.
Okay, went to an that ends part one. Let's see, can you hear me? I'll check the chat line. Somebody say yes. You can hear me?
I can hear you, Bob. Yep.
Okay. All right, so it went into music because it's on my Apple thing or something, and it goes down to the next slot. So now I'll click part two, and it'll go for 2 hours and 23 minutes. So I see Gene wrote down a book or two of the list that I was doing. So I'm going to find this.
You still there?
Yeah, I'm just finding part two on my desktop. Okay, so I'm going to click it, probably go right into it. No, it looks like I got to click on it once it's in the menu. Still looking, just a second.
Okay, and that's exactly what we were talking about. That's exactly the whole point. It made this whole thing necessary. Those details are the details that you've got to have if you're going to move forward in this new particulum. There's no question.
No.
Good.
You say I got to have. No, I just broadcast it and the INOS look it up. What do I do? I'm not buying. You want me to buy all those books?
Oh, no. No, no. What are you talking about, Bob? We were giving you the details of what you had to do to sew up this ascension business. What are you talking about? Come on now, keep up.
And what do I have to do? You gave me titles. Now,
we just told you. We just told you. And you decided to go call JW. And you decided to go call JW and have a little chit chat on the side. It was like,
it was like dinner in a movie. When? I'm missing the verb. I'm missing the verb. Did I decide to call you? Did I do that? Am I going to do that?
You never,
what's your opening
you
verb?
Never, you never. You never. In our world, the call never stopped. So we continued on. You got dropped, or it dropped, or it got dropped, or throwed out. You came
right in,
and that's when the information was given.
Well, you're made by a bunch of words. I don't know what they mean. Did we lose the recording of all those books?
No, you got that.
Okay.
You got that. But the words that were said after
when you have said before, I got it. I didn't get it. Okay? So I don't know if you're right. Because you got to do a proper disconnect. So where is it?
Okay. I don't know. Take body.
Fuck it.
Do what you do. Yeah.
Okay. No, don't you say that. I'm asking you to explain your words, which were incomprehensible, and then you say, oh, fuck it. Call the tech body. No, you explain what your words are.
The words are, when the call was dropped, we never stopped speaking. There were other words after the books. You'll get the recording for the books. That's no big deal. That's easy. That's the reason we said write them down. You said, oh, I'm not going to do that. Okay, well, that's fine. We don't care. That's fine. We don't mind. But then we kept speaking after the disconnect on the call. And that's the words that you were trying to get that you can't get because apparently it's not quite ready yet. May not be ready yet. But you can ask. Because you're good. You're very clever, Bob. You're the best at this that's ever been. There's no one better at this than you. There's no one in this world better than this you. So relax. Take a deep breath. Ask again softly from a different topical point. And let's see if you can wiggle it back into your bailiwick. Ask what again? The questions you were asking that started this rant that you thought everybody was going to have fun, ridiculous.
I'm not interested in a bunch of books. I'm not interested in those books, but somebody's going to be interested in them. I ain't buying them unless you're telling me to buy them.
We're not doing that. We just gave the references from the little man's position. Because all these questions, all the problems that are happening here are from the little man's position. There's no ascended problems here, because in an ascended state, none of those things apply. So those are the references to say, hey, y'all, this is what's going on. Hey, y'all, this is what's happening. Hey, y'all, look out for this. Hey, y'all, when y'all see this in the eastern sky, there might be something going on. Blah, 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 blah. You see, that's the stuff.
Yeah, but you're talking to me, and it's not explained what I'm doing. You're saying it's nothing for the ascended. Just for the little man. Well, who am I? Am I ascended, a little man? Why are you telling me? So I could broadcast it to the little man?
Yeah, so you can broadcast it. You're trying to help him, Bob. You're trying to help a nigga, Bob. Come on. You're trying to help him. You're giving him hope, Bob.
Well,
you're the only hope they have.
Okay. I don't know about that.
So, you've got it played right here.
Hey, I want to go into some questions. I'm going to start asking some questions.
Who's this book shit? Okay. Why is Bob important? Can that be answered? What's it mean?
Sure.
That I'm the only one who's important.
Connection. You.
Okay.
Okay. Just for the record, JW is gonna be pissed. All right. Just so you know, JW is gonna be pissed. But you ask it. You got balls enough to ask. We got dick enough to answer, Bobby. So let's go. Gilgamesh is a problem. Gilgamesh is an angel. Gilgamesh, Nimrod, has been bound. Okay. Gilgamesh, when you do your history, is the author of the Tower of Babel. Well, we say Babel, but you say Babel, so we'll go with your interpretation.
And when you say Gilgamesh is an author, that's an angel you're talking about.
Yeah, he authored the Tower of Babel. Because of him, that's how they were able to build the Tower of Babel.
Okay. Was I there for that? Was Ophanel there?
You were. And that's not the problem. That's not the problem. It was you bound Nimrod there.
That is not Gilgamesh. Or is Nimrod Gilgamesh?
Nimrod. They are. They never could say, they would never say Gilgamesh's name. They called him Nimrod, that angel.
And what did I do? I bound him.
You bound him. When you made the Tower of Babel fall, you destroyed the Tower of Babel. You said that. You said that at CKLN back in those days. So, you know, that's old school. Everybody knows that, Bobby. You destroyed the Tower of Babel. And then when you did that, you bound Gilgamesh.
And what's that mean? That he was stuck in a room in a cell, like a prison?
He was, yep. Do you know the Mason symbol with the plum and the square and the G in the middle of it?
Yep.
You know what the G stands for?
Garrett.
Gilgamesh.
Oh, that's great. Is that the first time ever explained? Has that ever been explained, or the Freemasons know that?
They don't know that. They're thinking Naaman. They're thinking about Naaman, which is Nimrod's predecessor. But you undid. Now don't piss off the goddamn Shriners. They ain't done nothing to you. 32nd degree Masons, 33rd, the Knights of Columbus, and the. We don't care about all that. They just drunks. Don't worry about them. Let them do whatever the fuck they want to do. Leave them alone, Bob. The Knights, the Templars, and the Ali Mala BD of the Crown, the Ali Mala BD of the Crown, and whatever they are. Leave them alone. There's nothing wrong with them. Bless their heart. Don't we fight with them. We're telling you what happens. And we're telling you we don't care about that. What we care about is that now Babylon has fallen. And when Babylon has fallen, Nimrod has been loosed on this earth. The angel.
Don't be giggly here, home skillet. You're a little too clever by half. You better slow your roll.
I beat that fucker before, and I can beat him again. So what's the issue?
Yeah. You know, that made Mae Russell sing a tune just about like that. That's it. And don't even forget. We don't even know what happened to the carpenters. They just kind of got absorbed or something. So the point of this. Now you can say this now. There's no conversation. It's over. It's done. The jig is up. We do. Merry fucking Krimmer, Bob. Merry fucking Krimmer.
What is true? The censorship? We don't have to hold back. Is that true?
Yeah, because it's not going to matter now. It doesn't make any difference anymore. It doesn't matter. Because it's escalated to such a level that now, how does that hymn go? Angels we have heard. This is what happened. They're being loosed. And the next one that's loosed is in the Hoover Dam. That's a newsflash. They got the monument we can't even say that. We better not. Hey, it's Dr. Carolyn Dean. Yay.
No. Yeah, hi.
She's right there.
Thank you, Carolyn. Just be quiet.
We're getting some dirt.
Be quiet.
We're glad you're here, though. So what happens is we're not gonna absolve those angels, but they're nasty. They're coming from every level, every degree. They shot off a rocket today that could be seen all over down the East Coast. Y'all can look that up. That's easy. It's a specific star monitor that you can see from New York all the way to North Georgia. It's pretty amazing. Because they're trying to basically send a flare to slow down this apostasy. Is that the right word, Bobby? What is the
no headline. It said, flood warning El Paso, migrant surge, breaking point, border agents, Alaska, Oklahoma, nothing about what the hell are you saying.
Well, it would be NASA. Look up NASA. Look up NASA. Come on now. Don't be like this.
NASA. Can you click on NASA?
No, you don't have to click on NASA. Why did NASA shoot up in the rocks today? What did they shoot out of New York today?
Well, I'm looking, I click on NASA, waiting for it to come up, NASA.gov. SWAT launch delayed to Friday, December 16th. SWOT, is that what you're talking about? SWAT launch?
I think what you're looking for is the Marshall Star.
Okay, Kim, you can look that up. That never works.
Yeah, don't worry.
I don't see nothing.
Never works. It don't work. Don't worry about it. By the time this plays on Saturday, it'll be very clear. And all you've got is you got a heads up that you knew what the hell was going on before it was going on. So it's all good. You got this, Pop. Just don't worry about it. You'll catch up.
What does it mean that this NASA shot off a rocket? What's the big drama about that?
Oh, that it's a Starlink.
Yeah? What's that? Is that Elon Musk or something?
No.
Well, elaborate, and again, you don't say anything. Something happened.
No, we're not going to do that. Next, just keep going.
Yeah, what's the consequences of it?
It's just a flare. It's a flare. Wait a minute, stop. How many things did they shoot from the earth to the sky that you can see all the way up and down the East Coast or from Maine until North Georgia? How many things did they
do? I don't know.
Okay, more than none. More than none. More than none. More than none.
So what does it mean?
I see SpaceX set to 4 back-to-back rocket launches Friday from Florida Space Coast.
No, this is in New York.
New York, Carol.
New York.
Okay, let's carry on with the session. We haven't done anything yet.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes, we have. Yes, we have.
You have
did the book. He thinks he lost. You didn't think he got him.
But wait, what's the significance of the space thing? Well, why are you bringing it up, this flare?
It's a warning.
About what?
He said the alien shot it.
I didn't hear those words. Did you say that, Ian? The alien shot it?
He did. Yes, he did. Karen hears things.
Was that part of the arrival of the Eastern Gate? Is that a warning for it?
Some would say.
So the flare is a warning by the aliens of something's going to happen.
No, it's a Starlink. It connects it. It tells them, says, y'all better come. It says, y'all come. It's over. It's ready. We're ready. All systems go. DEFCON 6. No. You were good because you did that. That was a long time ago. But now the motherfucker's back. And now what you going to do? You going to bind him again? I don't think so. He kinda,
why not?
He's read. He's listened to all of Mae Brussels' cassette tapes. He knows what to look forward to. He knows the Brussels effect is now. The Brussels effect is here and now.
What is wrong? Oh, you said it was the alien contact. That's not what has to happen.
Okay. Which happened today. Which is happening today.
My alien contact is happening?
No. That when they sound the alarm that it's over, that we have to hurry. Now we have to get it. If we're going to take the Earth, we have to take it now. Let's take it
yeah,
now.
And the flare indicated that.
Correct. And that there and have the line side access.
And there's a line side, I don't know what that means, line side access, but why isn't there any headline about the flare?
Carolyn's got it. Her inbox. Her thing.
Oh, okay,
yeah,
what do you see, Carolyn?
She's actually engaged.
Play it. We can hear it. You just play it. We'll listen to it.
Okay.
Alrighty. NASA is alerting people from Maine to northern Georgia that an Electron rocket will launch between 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Time Thursday, December 15th. It will appear like a bright, fast-moving star shooting upward. For those who live in mid-Atlantic states, as well as eastern Kentucky, Tennessee, and Ohio, a fiery streak will be visible for about 3 minutes after launch. Break.
that's nice. But NASA launched it. Is that aliens in NASA, Ion?
Yes, because they've all but disbanded NASA now. What is NASA since we got Elon Musk? Why do we need NASA anymore?
Okay, good. I'm going to get in some questions here. So why is Bob important? Well, he had a thing with Gilgamesh. Now Gilgamesh is on here, and he ain't fucking care about Bob, and he's wreaking havoc in some way. What is Gilgamesh doing?
He's destroying some of the federations that used to be important. He is calling some of the other buried angels that are buried under the ocean or be actually so careful, Bob, because you're hitting the points. Carolyn, he's actually hot tonight. He's doing pretty good. The river that's drying up.
Yeah, the Hoover Dam River or Tigris and Euphrates?
No, Tigris and Euphrates, that's right. And that's another thing that's occurring all but simultaneously. And that's what's wrong with this program is it's all happening at once. You were waiting on something to happen, and then all things are kind of hitting the fan about the same time, which is what we've said all along. I mean, I don't think anybody can be surprised.
Okay, Ian, you're saying that the alien coming out of the Eastern Gate is going to happen the same time today as the Flash.
Close. It's very Eastern, isn't it?
Okay, so I...
What the issue is the world is crumbling below our feet. The house is built on sinking sand, and the sand is eroding quickly. And now this thing, which everybody was screaming that Ion had just gone dark or gone devilish or whatever. That's what's happening. That's what's occurring. Because you turn around and look, and how does a 30-year-old jackball, who looks like he just came out of the same asylum, that run along and had a little business and lost $8 billion. He misplaced $8 billion. He doesn't remember quite what happened to it, for Pete's sake. So, you know, and we start putting math to that. It's like, this don't make sense. This is not logical. You can't lose get $8 billion to then lose it. That's the better
question. Yeah, okay. We know it's a big mystery. When's it going to be cleared up?
It's a mystery. It ain't a mystery. It's cleared up right now. It's all debauchery. This is all the angels churning the humans in their damn ticky tops, in their damn facial books, in their damn tech bodies to twirl them to sleep so they can get their 420 friendly debauchery marquee aside so they don't have to think about bills that they're not going to pay anyway.
Are a lot of people affected by the disappearance? Did they lose their loans? No, their saved monies or something?
Yeah,
what happened to people?
Well, no, but yeah, they're all going broke with a lot more money than they've ever had in their life. They're all for bankruptcy with more money than they've ever had in their life.
You mean they had a lot of money, and they had
They have more money than they've ever had in their life right now.
Yeah.
How you pay $5 for a gallon of gas and half
yeah,
and not
and they're
have
being
money.
Told, okay, they got a lot of money, and they're being told it's worthless.
Right.
Okay, where was that announced?
Well, Bob, it's called the GDP numbers for this today, or the inflation rate today, or that the 10-year note is 4.7% yield. Do you understand you owe $30+ trillion at 4.6%?
Those aren't even covered by drudge. Nobody says anything about it. Drudge is...
Yes, they are. They are panicking. That's what they're hoping. They're screaming. They're trying to say, the crypto ruined the world. No, the crypto didn't ruin the world.
Where do you see any of that? Where do you see this complaining? Where is it? On the headlines?
Oh,
CNN or something?
Everywhere. We don't watch CNN.
You see anything on... Yeah, so you don't watch it. So what do you watch so we can see it?
We just know. We just know. That's the issue.
No, gee. So you, Kim, go to your Dan Bongino. See if there's any panicking headlines. I bet there isn't. Nothing but what I'm talking about. I ain't fucking
nuts. We're
Can you
dot.
Find any, Carol?
We're probably a dot ahead of the view, but that's how we'll do it. We're a dot ahead of the view. That's how we do it.
Anything, Carol?
No, Bob. I'm not looking. No. I'm busy.
She won't even look. That's how seriously she take you. You tell her to take a look. She won't even look.
How seriously I take you, Bob?
Yeah, because what happens is, if what we're saying, rather than arguing the point, if what we're saying is, play it. And if it's the case, it'll show up. Everything else has turned out like that. So it's like, well, hey, what's the difference?
Nothing else has turned out.
Okay. Well, then, here you sit. Just go on key yourself and call it a
No, well, why do you jump to that? I'm telling you nothing to know. You say, okay. Why would I kill myself? Why would I do that? Fucking idiot. What a fucking retard you got here, Carolyn.
You're running this. So run it.
Yeah, I'm running this. Yeah. Nobody will tell me what I'm running.
No, you're right. You're doing fine.
Spell out this, T-H-I-S. What is this?
This. Yeah, that's right. Your pronouns are you. Your pronouns are you, right?
Okay, I am.
Or no. No, what's Elon Musk's pronouns is prosecute Fauci. That was his pronouns.
Okay, Ion. There was announced yesterday, the day before, people were emailing me about it. Somebody announced they got nuclear fusion next week or something.
No, not fusion. No. They're not splitting. It's fission. They're adding atoms.
You're
together.
Right. Nuclear fission. Mm-hmm. That's right. That's what it was.
They're adding.
And you yelled out the
they're
word.
Adding.
Look, is it any replacement of our shit?
No.
What is it? It's got anything to do with us?
Nope.
Are they trying to keep up with our coming announcements by making pretend they've got something to announce?
Okay. The angels, which is what I've been trying to say that you said doesn't happen or isn't happening, have infiltrated CERN to give a mirrored or an antimatter position of what you call Coldplay. And so they're going to have that as the part and the counterpart. You have the Christ and the Antichrist. They're going to say,
What are these? Yeah, you're saying symbolic words. What are they? They got our Coldplay. Is that what you're saying?
They have the antithesis of it. It's the opposite of it.
Does it work?
They're trying to...
No!
They're trying to create heat to produce electricity. That's ridiculous. That's what the coal plants are doing. Coal-fired engines are doing. That's what they're doing. So it's nothing. It's an example.
So people are reading. People are saying, wow, we're going to have cold fusion, and people in the comments, wow, this is great. I knew this was happening. We have to move out of fossil fuels, blah, 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 blah. And they don't know. It's nothing that's being talked about from CERN or from wherever they're proceeding. Okay.
That's called the Antichrist.
Question. Did Jeffrey Epstein introduce Melania to Donald Trump?
No.
So that's a myth. How did Melania meet Trump? What was the occasion?
She was a model. Okay.
Yeah.
And she was royalty. Okay. And she was very aware of the Miss America
project, program.
Yeah.
So we bumping, and he had just so happened to own the Miss America pageant. So 2 and 2 together makes 8.
So she performed in the Miss America contest?
No, she just met him in that venue. Supermodels,
like,
of course, would be interested in that. And before she got in, it's like Guilfoyle, Kimberly Guilfoyle. She got Trump by being on The View. You know, she just got close to it. And all of a sudden, it's like, oh, okay, here's your, let me catch your eye. And that's all I got to do.
Right. So the Melania was around a presentation of a Miss America pageant. She was in the audience or backstage, and that's how they met. Correct?
Correct. And they also were in California, and they bumped into each other from a mutual acquaintance at a party. And that was the second time that they met. And it's kind of like, oh, this is interesting, and oh, this is interesting. And now, I like you pretty good. Let's see how it goes.
So Trump had to be smitten, and he was smitten.
He's easily smitten, Bob, but, you know, he's
got
a lot of wives.
A lot of what? Wilds?
Wives. Wives.
Okay. So talking to that Greg from England on office hours last night.
No,
he talked,
Gregory.
He defined,
that's Gregory. That's Gregory, not Greg. Gregory.
Yeah. His last, okay. He spelled out something about oil, and he said nobody knows what oil is. And so Nan asked me to ask you, what is oil actually?
Okay.
Great, anywhere near it.
No, he doesn't have a clue. This is the same thing. It's the tallow. Tallow. You know what tallow is?
T-A-L-L-O-W. I've seen the word. I don't know what it means.
It's like hog grease.
Hog grease
is a type of an amino acid. And the dinosaurs that are decaying had tallow, which now become Texas tea, black sweet crude, which is converted over a gajillion years into the tallow of those components. And so
right,
into
the substance you're calling tallow?
Into oil. It's oil. That is oil, the tallow from those animals. From their fat. They're fat.
Okay, so is that known by regular science?
Yes, that's why they look for these basic places where the oil is so prolific, from where those dinosaurs were killed, from the different things that took place, like the creation of the Gulf of Mexico.
Yeah, what was taking place? Were there earthquakes? Comets landing on the planet?
No, a meteor busted in the middle of the Gulf of Mexico and made such a mess it hit, busted it, and it filled up with water and killed all the dinosaurs. And that's why the Permian Basin down and around is where all the oil is. And then they drill off the Gulf because that's where that
they drilled is. Off the Gulf. Yeah, they drilled off the Gulf. What about the oil in the... Alaska or in the Middle East?
Same thing. That's the Bering Strait was another comet that made that whole position that kind of separated it. And what about where the sand niggers live, Bob? Same thing happened over there with Saudi Arabia. But they're about to run out.
The science recognized that a comet hit the planet and caused this effect. That's known in regular science?
Well, they talk about when the mastodons ruled the earth, and then when the mastodons were eradicated, they were all laid into the ground, or the ground covered them, and then that's where they're drilling, and that's where the oil is. So, yeah, everybody kind of agrees with that, Bob. That's not even...
Okay.
That's not really hard. That's not McNally Rand. That's pretty easy.
Okay, next question. Mick Jagger put out a song earlier this year, I think. It's presented in the news as he's complaining about the effects of COVID and lockdown. But in the lyrics, he's talking about people are saying it's a satire of the anti-vaxxers and the conspiracy theorists, or he actually believes, I don't know. But the last line in his lyrics is, and aliens are in the deep state.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's,
that accurate from Ion's point of view.
Yeah, we're so glad you played that because it's giving Greg Duffy some new material to make fun of.
I haven't played it yet.
You have to.
So,
it'll give him new material. Give him new material to make fun of.
So is Mick Jagger making fun of people who claim there are aliens in the deep state, or he's just making a statement that that's the case, that aliens are in the deep state?
He's an alien himself. So, yeah.
Was he always an alien?
Bob, how do you become non-alien and an alien? Yes, he's always been an alien.
So he's, has he been here for hundreds of years?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Look how he doesn't, he's like you, Bob, he doesn't age. Only unlike you, he did not come out of the ass of a jackal.
Where did he come from? Where do aliens come from? Are they born through women?
No. That's just the little man's position. See, they don't have to. They can spawn. They can spawn. They don't have to do all that.
Anybody else in the music industry on that iconic level, like other members of the Rolling Stones, are aliens? Or is he unique?
Yes. No, he's not unique.
Were anybody else in the Rolling Stones? Keith Richards, Brian Jones?
No.
Charlie Watt?
No.
No, just
no, no. But, you know our affection for Fleetwood Mac. Stevie Nicks. She's not an alien. She's a witch. But it's working out good.
Yeah, but what are you saying about Mick Jagger and her? Can you say something about them?
Well, Stevie Nicks is a witch. That's how she's able to live. But Mick Jagger is an alien.
Right, and to be a witch means you have a grimoire, you got recipes that keep you young or something? Is that what you mean?
You have that. You have developed a level or a connection of power that you use to your own best advantage.
Okay. Does Mick Jagger know of us, my radio broadcast with you?
Yes, because of CKLN.
He heard it
actually,
back then.
No. Let me tell you. He was actually more interested in Bob Marshall, believe it or not.
But
he found out who he was, and then he wasn't interested anymore because it was ridiculous.
Right. So, is Mick Jagger, as an alien, does he know a lot of things that go on the planet? He's kind of got a kind of ESP, so he didn't have to hear the news.
Somewhat. But you can't go by you because you don't hear the news. Shit's falling down all around you, and you can't find it on Drudge.
Yeah, what's falling all around me? What did you say was falling all around me?
Your world is falling all around you. But you've got to wait for Joy Behar to announce it before you'll accept it, that it's any condition you can even embrace. So you need to lay back, Bob. You go take a nap.
Yeah, you got the wrong name. I don't look for anything she says. I don't follow it. Okay, so make sure.
Wait. You wait on that Drudge. He isn't even doing the Drudge Report anymore.
Right. So Mick Jagger is thinking about himself when he says aliens in the deep state. He's talking about people he's connected to or things.
Correct. Do the math on this, Bob. You're looking at things. Okay. Do you respect Edward R. Murrah as someone who's sane or sober or normal in the zeitgeist of the world as we know it? Would you accept him as somebody who's sort of put together in information, superhighway, prosthetics. Would you agree with that?
No, I never have an opinion about anything. If people were talking, praising him, I'd go along, he was great. And then I'd lie, I saw the movie, great movie, either did or didn't, I wouldn't care. He's hardly significant to me.
No. I mean Edward R. Murrah as being someone who was sane in the way he presented information, what you would call an information source or a thought process someone may or
people
may not agree.
People call him that. People call him that. I don't have an opinion about that. He's just
an
asshole.
Good. That's the point. That's an example. We don't have any of those anymore. We don't have any more. No more assholes anymore. Because everybody is a whole ass. They all have their opinion, and they all share their opinion. They all say, no, you have to go with the
the foo-foo-fla-fla. Go follow the foo-foo-fla-fla, and you'll be okay. No, you need to go your third eye chakra. You need to pick the snot out of your chakra. No, you need to get carnelian and hold it close, and the crystal liquors will save your soul, and the red crystal will come into the black crystal, will come into the green crystal, and then the lock you away. Lock you away. No goddamn. Got one nickel worth of goddamn difference.
Don't you buy me.
Paul Shockley had something to say about it. That's all we need.
Sure. All right, that's right. I heard what he told me what he said to people. Okay. So
Wait. Don't lose that. Now we're on a thread. And just stay with us a second. So what's happening is this now has flipped. Okay. Now we're not going to the Thompson Quadrant. Now you do. We don't. But now we're not going to the Thompson Quadrant. Now what happens is, do you know what an optical fish eye looks like? Would you know what that is?
No.
Okay.
It would be like a prism.
Maybe, but it's like a prism. It puts like one little thing, makes it like 16 things on a screen. You know, it would present 16 objects that are the same, or the same object 16 times. So basically what you're kind of... So kind of like what you're looking at now, you have each one of the worlds is one of those 16 things, and they're all happening simultaneously, but they're not exactly identically the same. One minute, Hillary is dead. One minute, Hillary's singing in a car with Vanessa Williams. And one minute, still Hillary is dead. And then one minute, Hillary looks like death on Milk Toast. In one minute, she's going to run for president again. And then one minute, she's going back to the Clinton Foundation to clean up her mess. And then John Podesta is going to see if he can suck off some more babies or the blood out of some more babies for shits and giggles. All this stuff is presented, and yet they still are. So those 16 different versions makes it indiscriminately impossible to superimpose a canonical outcome, maybe predicated. We know the end game. We've told you the end game, and you can play this. There's nothing wrong with this. But it answers some of these abominable questions of, well, why didn't that happen yet? Well, why ain't this happened yet? Why ain't AI on? Why ain't I dead yet? I'm supposed to be dead. That question, why am I dead yet? We're like, well, honey, you already are. We don't know how to say that any other way. It's been a good day. You had a straight out of Compton. You made it. The point is that these outcomes, this is what May Russell did in the Russell effect, laid this out that this is occurring. Because the same thing May Russell was talking about, everybody says, that's a little crazy. What the fuck? Come on now. That's a little stupid. Come on now, that's a little. She had her documentation, but that was a little. That's, you know, the ipso facto don't really work there. Come on, May, you really, you know, I thought you were a little Jewish girl. Why can't you just stay with what you know, honey? You getting out of the car? Get back in the car. You'll be all right. You'll be okay. So this is what you're seeing an example, a predicated example of. Well, now, are you ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
Make a little pause, or you can play it. Make a little pause. This is the distraction that's going to cause the end of the beginning. This is the distraction.
What is the distraction? What is the distraction?
The deprecation is going on in the world. The world is crumbling. And then the stock market dropped 6,000 points, and now it's up 3,500, now it's 3,300, now it's 3,400, then it's 2,200. It goes up and down like a window shade because it doesn't matter. It's not applied. There's no money in it or behind it. So wherever it is. And then they say, we didn't go up what we're supposed to. Oh, we got too many people. Oh, there's too many jobs. Oh, there's not enough jobs. Oh, there's too much money. Oh, there's not enough money. We got to make more money. God damn it, I'm going to put some more money in your pocket. And everybody says, okay, more money. Well, the happy meal is $1.6 million. People can't live like this. They got to get their Mickey Donald's. They got to get their Mickey Donald's. They can't pay for Mickey Donald's without $1.6 million. Give everybody $1.6 million to let them get their Mickey Donald's. Goddamn, that is a right. Meanwhile, Elizabeth Warren is saying, well, isn't cryptocurrency how the dope dealers launder money? Isn't that how the dope dealers? And then, of course, the response was, no, Senator Warren, the dope dealers have been using cash to launder money since Iran-Contra.
It didn't start
with cryptocurrency.
Bob, here's what's happening. Now, this is serious now. You said you don't have a newsflash. Well, here's your newsflash. The fall of cryptocurrency is finally exposing the fall of the Federal Reserve.
How's it doing that? Why would they be connected?
They talk about these exchanges that take non-fungible tokens and they sell them for U.S. dollars or monies or yuan or whatever those are. They have something that's a pit rock that they're selling for money. And they're trading. Everybody's jumping in because the pit rock is getting more and more expensive. And then all of a sudden the wall falls out from under them. That's exactly what happened with Jekyll Island, remember?
No, I mean, I remember 1913, but what did they do? They were putting something out that...
They took us off the gold standard and put us on the pet rock standard. We're on the pet rock standard. And so now for every nickel you put in the bank, they can loan you $100. As long as you pay interest on the $100 at the $100 rate, not the nickel rate.
Okay, so that's what they've been doing for over 100 years.
Yep, that's exactly right. And now what's happened is there's so much of it now, you can't sustain your own draw. You go, Ion, shut the fuck up. All the guy do is print another $250 billion, then everything will be okay. Well, no, because you can't have that much gross domestic product or gross national product. Because now they're trying to slow the machine down. That's okay. You raise the interest rate to slow down the machine so it doesn't overheat. The problem is when you pay interest at $30+ trillion, you can't do it. You can't print enough to cover the interest, let alone slow down the machine. So in essence, what you're doing is you're stopping the machine. That has nothing to do with anything going on here. Nothing to do with the angels, nothing to do with what's fixing to happen. That's a distraction. Pointing out clearly and presently that the end is nigh, is near. Or at least it is in the way of the triune gods.
You mean the distraction is pointing, because there are major distractions, that means the end is near. Is that what you just said?
Correct. And then you kind of look at how they're coming up with these crazy constructs. Like, we're going to do this, and this is happening now. I have new pronouns, and I identify as an eggplant. I identify as an eggplant. God damn it, that's my right. I can be an eggplant if I want to. Fuck, I've always been drawn to eggplants. I'm a trans cis eggplant, Bob. That's what I am, a trans cis eggplant. And everybody goes,
You got an email. Where'd you get an email? How did you get a text?
Text from somebody that texted
you.
What are you talking about?
Text from someone that texted you.
What?
Oh, you mean like the reason I'm here?
We send them out on Tuesdays. You don't get them the next week. When we say it, that's not a good idea because if you file bankruptcy, how do you file bankruptcy?
Hold on. You can find
somebody's
nasty.
You are.
You're.
Oh, shit. You mean all my debts are going to be canceled?
On the phone?
Oh, they're going to be canceled. Yeah. They go, but they don't go away. Somebody's got to pay. Somebody loses. So how does this work again, you see? So now you notice if you watch, since you're not watching the news, you should hear that all of a sudden you're staring at there. It's been temporarily put on hold. Bill Clinton signed it along in the damn 2000s.
He wouldn't sign it. That caused
911.
He wouldn't sign it.
Oh, who's doing that?
Changing the statement.
No, we'll see.
Where's that?
Because it's just that, like
everything else turns into another potential distraction. So the only thing you got to be watching that, you need to watch out for Gilgamesh and Nimrod. Because Mom, it won't be long. This is serious, because what's going to happen is when you, Karen knows this, all right, because Karen's done her homework. Unlike you, Karen's done her homework. What's happened? She can make an angel tell her who they are. And you go, Ion, Carolyn cannot do that. And she can, because she knows with them she's communicating. Because now in the world she's living in, she's got to know who she's talking to, because she says different things to different people. You see? But she's got to know who she's interacting or she won't say nothing. If she doesn't know who she's talking to, she ain't going to say nothing. We like it.
Enough about Carolyn. Come on.
No, it's not about Carolyn. It's about knowing how to know with whom you're speaking. Nimrod is fit to be presented openly.
And Nimrod is Gilgamesh.
And that's what they don't know. That's what nobody knows. They're not aware of that.
No wonder I've been so cocky all these thousands of years.
Gilgamesh.
Okay. So is Elon Musk guided or even overtaken by aliens in all his projects?
Oh, no. You've been running it so far.
Listen, says to go back 10 minutes, so I'll go back. Don't unmute yourself, Greg. So we've gone 45 minutes, so I'll go back to the 35-minute mark. It's all very important, so every word should be heard. So you're going to hear the last 10 minutes again. Here we go.
One little thing makes it like 16 things on a screen. You know, it would present 16 objects that are the same, or the same object 16 times. So basically,
This is the important kaleidoscope part, so I'll just go back a little bit earlier. Greg, pay attention to this. And everybody else, there's 50 people on here listening, so here we go.
Lock you away. No goddamn, nickel's worth a goddamn difference.
Don't you buy
it. Paul Shockley had something to say about it. That's all we need.
I heard what he told me what he said to people. Okay.
Don't lose that. Now we're on a thread. Just stay with us a second. So what's happening is this now has slipped. Okay. Now we're not going to the Thompson Quadrant. Now you do, we don't, but now we're not going to the Thompson Quadrant. Now what happens is do you know what an optical fish eye looks like? Would you know what that is?
No.
Okay.
It would be like a prism, but
it's like a prism that puts like one little thing makes it like 16 things on a screen. You know, it would present 16 objects that are the same, or the same object 16 times. So basically what you're looking at now, you have each one of the worlds is one of those 16 things, and they're all happening simultaneously, but they're not exactly identically the same. 1 minute, Hillary is dead. 1 minute, Hillary's singing in a car with Vanessa Williams. Then 1 minute, Stella Hillary is dead. And then 1 minute, Hillary looks like death on milk toast. Then 1 minute, she's going to run for president again. And then 1 minute, she's going back to the Clinton Foundation to clean up her mess. And then John Podesta is going to see if he can suck off some more babies or the blood out of some more babies for shits and giggles. All this stuff is presented, and yet they still are. So those 16 different versions makes it indiscriminately impossible to superimpose a canonical outcome, maybe predicated. We know the end game. We've told you the end game, and you can play this. There's nothing wrong with this. But it answers some of these abominable questions of why didn't that happen yet? Why ain't this happened yet? Why ain't I dead yet? I'm supposed to be dead by then. I'm dead. Why ain't I dead yet? And
ask that question. Why not dead yet? We're like, well, honey, you already are. We don't know how to say that any other way. It's been a good day. You had a good, you had it straight out of Compton. You made it. The point is that these outcomes, this is what Nate Russell did in the Russell effect, laid this out that this is occurring. Because the same thing Mae Russell was talking about, everybody says, that's a little crazy. What the fuck? Come on now. That's a little stupid. Come on now. That's a little stupid. She had her documentation. But that was a little, that's, you know, the ipso facto don't really work there. Come on, Mae.